Hey, congratulations. What do you think the biggest reason for turning this thing on and getting back into a playoff position?
I don't know. It's, you know, it's never one thing. We've had real good goaltending through the streak we've had. Perdobin's been real good for us. The addition of Lyles has been good for us. We needed a puck moving defenseman. He's done a good job. He's playing a lot of minutes per game. We liked our team coming out of camp. You know, we were inconsistent like a bunch of other teams have been. And I think the addition of Malhotra and Lyles and Cordobin's play is probably the biggest difference.
Hey, Jimmy, it's amazing how smarter everyone looks when you get, if not spectacular goaltending, at least solid goaltending that can keep you in a hockey game. I mean, is that league-wide now? Is that what we've come down to? Is you're only as good as your goalie?
Well, you're hurting your show now, Nick, because you guys talk about all these different things that go right and wrong in games, and now you're hitting the exact point that makes a difference.
Jimmy, we've killed this show long ago. Are you kidding, Jimmy?
I'll tell you a story. I had a call probably about 5 years ago. A guy called me and asked me about a coach, wondering if this guy was a good coach. He was potentially going he didn't tell me where he had a chance to go, and he said, "What do you think of him as a coach?" And I said, "Who's the goalie?" He said, "What?"
Yeah, I think you said that to me.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But they said, "Who's the goalie?" And you're absolutely right, Nick. I mean, the goalie can make people.
Jimmy, that's because you're a goalie.
In the organization looked better.
You're an old goalie, so you're going to go with that.
I'm a real old goalie. That did not. That was not me. Okay, we're talking about some of these good ones now. Hey,
Jimmy, what about Eric Staal? I mean, people say, he started off so slow, and yet now he's. You know, you watch him the other night against Columbus. He was a man amongst boys. I mean, this guy can be so dynamic, so good. Is this Olympic snub bothered him, or is he just a guy that goes in spurts? And when he goes, he's unbelievable.
No, he had a real serious injury at the World Championships.
And yeah.
I don't think anybody's put enough stock in that. He's a guy that doesn't like to miss games. He never talks when he's hurt, tells anybody, never uses it as an excuse. And he wanted to start at the same time as everybody, but if we could really get the whole story out of him, I'm sure he'd tell you that he probably wasn't ready to start training camp on time and probably should have taken a little longer. And that's the reason why he had the slow first half.
Jimmy Rutherford is with us on Hockey Central, presented by Lexus on the Park and the Sportsnet Radio and Television Networks, and as well on Sportsnet.ca with Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Doug McLean. You called out Alexander Semin. Did you also have a private conversation with him?
It's fairly short, shorter than most players because you have the communication issue there with him. But I talk to his agent on a fairly regular basis, and where I think that we see where he's at, how he's doing, what he should be doing. And also a little reminder, which is something I don't like to bring up, but you know how much we have invested in the player and what the return is, and at one point in time we weren't getting the return. The message got through and he elevated his game. He's our most skilled player. He's a phenomenal player when he wants to play, and his play made a difference in this little run we've had of late.
Hey, Jimmy, I want to go back to goaltending a little bit and discuss Cam Ward here. It just seemed that since his heroics in 2006 with the Stanley Cup, it's almost been a struggle just in terms to find some consistency. No one would ever question his talent or his ability on some nights just to win a game by himself. But there just seems to be something that's off, whether it's an injury or maybe a lack of confidence, but it just seems like it's a constant struggle to get this guy to play in large stretches as your go-to guy.
We overused him for a number of years. And I used to say it when we were going game after game after game, and putting Cam in as a starter and not going to our backup goalie. It's the easiest thing to do for a coach. It's a natural thing to do when you have a goalie as good as he is. And I think that's hurt him over a number of years, and then put him in a position where he got hurt. And then he got hurt at the start of this year. He came back too soon, again, like Stahl did. He was anxious to get back. He was probably only at about 90%, got hurt again. And so that's what he's going through. But now we've set a plan here for him from now to the end of the season, one that he had to be 100% healthy before he come back. He's going to go and play a couple of games in the American Hockey League to get his timing. And then he's going to be able to share the net because we have two other goalies, and we shouldn't have to overuse them.
Are you nervous about losing one here if you were to put one in on waivers?
Well, I wouldn't put one on waivers. I know there's enough interest in any one of the three. I think the real question is, do we carry three, or do we make a move and move one? And the biggest thing for me is if we move one, it makes it better for two goalies, because with three goalies, they just don't get enough practice time. They don't get their own net, and that's the decision we're going to have to make prior to the deadline.
Jimmy, we do a nightly trade tracker here. Can you tell us which goaltender you're willing to move so we can actually put somebody out there that's going to be dealt?
We want to hit on one of 600 trade trackers we've done.
We've put 725 guys in play.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if I told you, I'd probably screw it up, so I can't help you.
So, Jimmy, think back to the trade, the Jordan Stahl trade, and at the time it looked like it was going to be a great trade for the Carolina Hurricanes and a good trade for Pittsburgh. It looked like one of those trades that were good for both sides. I thought it was a tremendous deal for you guys to be able to bring a big power centerman in to go with Eric Stahl and to go with Skinner. It looked like a great move. I haven't seen enough of him. How would you evaluate Jordan Stahl? We all know he brings a lot more to the table than stats, than points. How have you, give us evaluation at this point.
I think that's the best way to say it. He wasn't as good as we expected last year in the shortened season. You know, a lot of things had happened, and there was an adjustment period. There have been times this year where we see the Jordan Stahl we thought we were getting. I would expect more production from him. I think that's going to come now that he's playing with Lindholm and Skinner. But as for evaluating him and looking at, like everybody does, looking at what we pay him and what he does, this is a different type of player. He plays against the other team's top lines every night. He plays roughly about 20 minutes a game, he's still a plus player. I always say that, you know, if he scores at a minimum 20 goals and he's a plus player playing against the other team's top players, we've got ourselves a good player. But with that being said, with his skill level and the way he shoots the puck, he's a capable guy that should be able to score close to 30 goals.
Now, how do you pronounce it? Sekera or Sekera? Because doesn't really matter as long as he's playing 22 minutes solid for you.
Yeah.
Are you surprised? I'm surprised.
Well, get the pronunciation first. So you don't screw that up.
This is the same guy in Buffalo, right? That kind of nobody really noticed, and all of a sudden, correct me if I'm wrong, is he not your best defenseman?
He is, and he has really good chemistry with our other top defenseman, with Falk, and they just seem to have a certain chemistry about him. He's been put in situations with us that he wasn't in Buffalo, which has given him confidence. And he's as you know, he's raised his game to a whole other level. I mean, he's playing almost 24 minutes a game. He's got 30 points, and he's a plus player playing against all the other team's top players. So he's had a phenomenal year.
How do you pronounce his name?
Sekera.
Before we let you go, I don't know whether you watched last night, but you've probably heard about it, the Ben Scrivens performance, 59 save shutout. And the best part is, you being an old goalie, Scrivens came out and said he had a horrible warm-up, and then he goes out and does that.
They don't keep the save percentage in the warm-ups, so that doesn't really matter. I watched the game. It was phenomenal, and I think, some goalies have got to stop every puck in the warm-ups to have their confidence. Some guys are just trying to get their timing and a feel for it. Like I said, doesn't matter. But, boy, what a game he played.
Hey, Jimmy, just to make you feel better, I heard Ian Turnbull had a terrible warm-up the night he scored five against you.
I had a terrible warm-up and a terrible game.
Were you in for the Sittler 10-point one, too?
No, they found somebody else for that.